Hi to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzing with you today with Dr. Bob Smith, talking about some of the standards in the industry when it comes to animal well-being in just a moment.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a health care subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to InsureOklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Dr. Bob Smith spent a lot of years as a part of the faculty at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine, now private practitioner based in the Stillwater area, working with feedlots and others from around the country when it comes to animal care in the United States. He says that the standards that we've developed over the last decade or so when it comes to animal care in the beef cattle industry has been developed through an evolutionary process.
This goes back for several years, Ron. You know, the cattle industry has been active in animal welfare issues since back in the 1980s, but really didn't publicize it much until the early 2000s. It was in 2002 that a working group was put together, comprised of producers from different segments of the beef industry, a lot of university people, and we had a couple of internationally recognized consultants that worked with us to keep us on the right track, that being Dr. Temple Grandin and Dr. Janice Swanson. This is a process where we feel like the producers need some ownership in this, because they're the ones that have to work with these guidelines every day, so we want to make sure that they're workable, they're and affordable, but also credible. So these were approved by the membership of the NCBA. Since that time, we've handed out about 200,000 of the guidelines across the United States to university people, state livestock associations, and other groups, USDA and people like that. At the same time, we've built on this original project, because in 2006, we developed the Truckers Master Transportation Training Program, because the trucking industry is such an integral part of the beef industry. In addition to that, we worked with the Livestock Marketing Association and developed a DVD for training the employees and the owners of markets called Focal Point, because again, they market about 82-83% of the cattle in the United States through their markets. So we felt like that they needed to be on board, and they very willingly participate. And more recently, we've developed feed yard BQA assessment guides. And that way we can go through every aspect of beef quality assurance, from injection sites to purchasing feed to cattle handling, housing, and transportation. And it's all right there. We just check it off. And we can do that as a self-assessment to make sure that we're getting the job done, so that the livestock are receiving the care that they should have. But also that can serve as a basis for third-party auditors if they have an agreement with a retail chain or a grocery store chain.
Dr. Bob Smith on how the beef industry has been working on animal care standards. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For over 116 years, W.B. Johnson Grain Company has had a simple philosophy: focus on the farmer. Staying true to this tradition, W.B. Johnson Grain has opened in excess of 4 million bushels of additional space to accommodate the needs of our customers for this year's wheat harvest. As a company, Johnson's goal is to listen and respond to what farmers are telling us. That's why we are continually striving to provide the best service possible to aid in the success of our customers by meeting their storage needs. To learn more, call Johnson's at 580-233-5800.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.